We continue 14 lines down from the top on Samech Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing a machlokas between Abaye and Rava regarding the concept of Basar Shema Azlinan or Basar Taima Azlinan. In other words, in an ideal world, you have two different items. They have different tastes and they're different food types. They have different names and different tastes. And therefore, you know, that's Min B'She'eino Mino. Or you have two items which are taste the same, and they have the same names, and it's min b'mino. But then sometimes you have items which may taste the same but have different names. And now the question is, do you go after the taste or do you go after the type? Abaye said you go after the taste, and Rava says you go after the type. And that was the earlier machlokas. We didn't resolve the machlokas, and now we're going to take another stab at it. The Gemara begins, Chala de Chamra v'chala de Shichra. If you have wine vinegar or beer vinegar that gets mixed together, one is Heter, one is Isser. V'chamira de Chiti v'chamira de Sari, or you have Chametz, Chamira, like Kol Chamira. So you have Chametz of, you know, wheat Chametz or barley Chametz that gets mixed together. So you have leaven that gets mixed together. One is, Rashi says, one is Chulin, one is Truma. So now what? Abaye Amar Beno Saint Tam. Abaye says the rule here is you go after No Saint Tam, you go after the taste, which is interesting. Before Abaye said it was Bimashihu because it had the same taste and therefore it was Min Bimino. Now he says here No Saint Tam because you go after taste. So he's consistent. Why does he say here in this case you go after it's shishim, you need shishim of heter corresponding to the iser? Because here the tastes are different. It's the same name. Each one is called chala, each one is called vinegar, each one is called chametz, or it's leaven, but the taste is different. Therefore it's go, you go shishim, probably min b'sheinu mino, min b'sheinu mino b'no sein tam. For Rava Amar b'mashu, and here Rava again changes. Here his opinion is reversed, and he says it's Asar b'mashu. Why is it b'mashu? Basar Shem Azlina, because you go after the name, the type. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri, v'hai chamira mikri, v'hai chamira mikri. They have the same type, and therefore havali min b'mino, v'chol min b'mino b'mashu. Eri min b'mino is b'mashu, and that's so. Rava and Baye are being lishitaso. Before we continue, there's an interesting Rashi which the commentaries discuss. Rashi mentions here v'chol min b'mino b'mashu. The question is, we're having a discussion about yayin nesach. That yayin nesach, that min b'mino is going to be b'mashu. The question is, halachically speaking, is min b'mino always b'mashu? Or maybe the whole concept of min b'mino is a chumra by yayin nesach, or by truma, but by other items, let's say like isur v'heter, like basar v'chalav, maybe we'll say min b'mino is also going to be b'no sein tam. It's also going to be shishim. So that's the Rashi is a little bit unclear. Rashi seems to indicate here that later on we're going to say the halacha is not like this. Min b'mino is always going to be no sein tam. It's always going to be shishim, just like min b'she'eino mino, except for tevel or truma and yayin nesach. So we're going to be machmir. It's a chumra. But some say Rashi soser himself. The Bach, the Masor Zashas, says that he's soser himself later on. So we'll leave that discussion aside. But bottom line, for our purposes over here, with regards to yayin nesach, for sure, our min b'mino, says Rava, is going to be b'mashu. By the way, we do paskin like Rava, which is maybe not intuitive, that we go after the type of food and not the taste, which is interesting. Anyhow, the Gemara says as follows. So we still have this machlokas Rava and Abaye. Amar Abaye minna amina la debasar taima azlin. And I'm going to prove to you that we go after the taste, not after the type. D'tanya, we learn in a braisa. Tavlin, beis, v'gimel, shemos, v'hein, minechad. If you have three different types of tavlin, of spices, and they come from the same min, the same family, but three different names for them. So Rashi says this is, he calls them a white pepper, black pepper, and a long pepper. Those are the three types. Tosos argues with him and says that's not what it means. you can get into some problems. So he says, it's, Tosa says, you're talking about, one is pepper, which is kalayim, one is a pepper, which is orla, one is a pepper of truma. But okay, anyhow, you have three different types of spices of these peppers. They're from the same family, or min gimel, or you have a group of three, and they each have three types. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, asurin umitzdarfin. It asers, and they join together in order to make the mixture asur. In other words, if you have 60 times the amount of heter corresponding to each of the three peppers individually, but when the three peppers who have different types are joined together, it's no longer batel b'shishim. We say it's mitzdarif. So the three different types cause it to be mitzdarif. And but even more than that, Amar Chizkiya, why does the different types make it usher? Amar Chizkiya hacha b'mine metika askinan hol v'ru'uyin lematik v'nesakadera. The reason is because of the taste it imparts. The taste that it imparts is the same. Even the three items, the three peppers, true, have different types, but they all taste exactly the same. And that taste is what it will cause it to make the item not batel b'shishim. So what do you see? Says Abaye, this is a proof for me that you go after the taste. E amart bishlama basar taima azlina. And if you say you go after the taste, kulecha taimahu. Each one has each one has the same taste. And therefore, since it's the same taste, we're going to be machmir, it's going to be mitzdarif to aser. But if you say you go after the type, well, hold on a second. Each of them have different types. If each of them have different types, it should be min b'she'en amino to each one. And therefore, they shouldn't be mistarif together. So that's a good question. How is Rava going to defend himself? You see, it sounds like you go after the, when you have an item which has different taste, and it's the same taste but different type, you go after the taste, not the type. Rava Amar Lecha, Rava will tell you, you're right. That is exactly what this Braisa is telling us. But Hamani Rabbi Meir he. This Braisa is going like Rabbi Meir, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Minayin Lecholi Isurin Shebet Torah Shemitzdarfin Zeim Zeh. How do you know with regards to all Isurim in the Torah that they're Mitzdarif? Even if they're different tastes or different types. Shenemar Lo Sochal Kol Toeva Kol Sheti Avti Lecha Hareyu Beval Tochal. Anything that is considered a Toeva, it's disgusting to you, so it's also something that you cannot eat. So granted here, the taste is exactly the same, and it sounds like you go buster the taste more than anything else. Nevertheless, he says that's true, but that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rava says, I don't follow Rabbi Meir Shita, I follow a different Shita, and therefore, my opinion that you go after the type still stands, and therefore, you can't use that as a proof, Abaye, against me. So we end off this portion without, again, an answer to the machlokos between Abaye and Rava. Do you go after the type or do you go after the name? But as I mentioned before, halachically, the Rambam Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rava, that we go after the type, not the taste.